In the last 2 years, I've sold over 50 new construction homes right here in Sarasota. So I've seen a thing or two on what builders say to buyers or how to navigate the building process. But what are the builders hoping you assume or that they're not telling you honestly up front? Well, hey friends, welcome back to my channel. Seriously, thank you so much for coming back each and every week to take 5 to 10 minutes out of your day to watch my videos. So buying new construction in Sarasota is constantly changing and evolving, and we've come from first come, first serve to bidding and auctioning off home sites. That was fun. To spec homes only, and then you know you can build your house from the ground up, but you can't do a pool. Literally, this list could go on and on, but there are a few things that I wanna clear up for you today. Today, we're gonna talk about how builders price a home, the ability to use a realtor, how far these homes are to the beaches, what will your closing cost amount actually be, you'll be shocked at this one, and then we're gonna talk about something that the builder probably doesn't care for you to do on your own, but I recommend it to all of my clients, no matter what. Okay, starting off with pricing. You know when you drive by the sign and it says starting in the low 400s or 500s or whatever that dollar amount is, yeah, you can go ahead and ignore that. Likely, there is 0% chance that you're gonna end up in that price range. When it says starting, it's referring to the base price of the house. This does not include the home site, a lot price, also doesn't include any upgrades, design selection options, or pool. Home sites can range from community to community, and upgrades are gonna run you around 20% of the base price. Oh, if you want a pool, that's probably gonna cost you another $100,000 on top of all that. So yeah, essentially, ignore those signs and shoot me a text and I'll tell you realistically what I have sold a home for within that specific community. Next, this one literally no one knows or understands, and that is the ability to use a realtor. If you go to a builder or contact them on the phone and do not inform them that you have a realtor, they will not allow you to utilize the services of a realtor, which if you haven't seen my video on the value a realtor has, you can click at it right up here at the top of your screen or in the video notes below. So if you plan on using a realtor, make sure you disclose that upfront with any builder and protect yourself, guys. It's free to you to use a realtor during the purchase of your home. So how long does it take to build a home? Man, I've been at a model home and the sales rep's sitting there saying, oh, your home's gonna be finished in 8 to 10 months. When we leave, I'm thinking, there's no way, no how that this is ever gonna happen. Build time right now is taking anywhere from 12 to 18 months. However, if you purchase a spec home or an inventory home that's already under construction, that timeline obviously is gonna be much quicker. Next up is distance to the beaches, shopping, or downtown. This is another one that I laugh at. I was at a community in Northeast Lakewood Ranch, and one of the people there was saying, oh, it's like 25, 30 minutes to the beach. We walked outside, I looked at my buyer, I put it into Google Maps, and it said 47 minutes to the beach. When you're in the Sarasota area, everyone loves to claim being close to the beaches, right, as an amenity. Just do your due diligence and actually check the map. The Sarasota area has a lot of cool amenities and beaches ranging from Venice all the way up to Bradenton. But don't just assume you're close to Siesta Key Beach because you're buying in the area. So I actually get one of these maps out every single time I sit down with a client and I draw on it. I go over all the popular things in Sarasota, the pros and cons of each location, and then I give it to my client so that they can refer back to it. So now let's move on and let's talk about closing costs. Obviously, this is gonna be an expensive purchase, but closing costs are gonna be so much higher than you thought they could be. Sure, but don't kid yourself. There are a lot of miscellaneous fees thrown in there. First off, the builder makes you, the buyer, pay for the dock stamp tax on the purchase, which for a $700,000 home is around $3,600. There's also likely gonna be a one-time capital contribution fee that's gonna be paid towards the HOA. This can be another $2,000. Then there's an irrigation hookup fee, like what in the world? And a lot of other little fees, and they just add up. If I were gonna give you a total guesstimate, because I know you're like, Matt, what does it cost? I would probably say you could easily be around 3% of the total purchase price in closing cost. The last thing that I wanna mention really quickly today is probably more of a headache for the builder, but I highly, highly recommend it. I recommend you, the buyer, hiring a third-party inspector for 2 different inspections, the first being a pre-drywall inspection. During this, the inspector is gonna go through everything behind the walls, such as the electrical lines, the plumbing, making sure outlets have been insulated properly, and they're gonna check the roof trusses for any mold or microbial growth that might need to be treated. The next inspection that I recommend is a final home inspection. Now, yes, I know the house has a 1-year warranty, but after closing, the project manager is likely going to be responsible for making the repairs for the first 30 days. After that, you're gonna have to submit every tick to the warranty department, and trust me, items will get fixed significantly faster when working with the project manager. manager. I've seen tickets go through a warranty department and literally take months to get addressed. So it's better to get as much addressed as possible before it needs to go to the warranty department. And the best way to do this is with a final home inspection. So is a builder trying to intentionally lie to you to sell you a house? No, I don't think so. I just think they're leaving out some key factors during the process. And the best way to protect yourself is to have an experienced realtor walk you through the process, helping manage the expectations of the entire build. If you're starting your home search and you wanna talk more about a plan and strategy for you and your family, that's what I'm here for, guys. This is my full-time job and I heavily specialize in buyers purchasing new construction homes in our area. Thanks for taking the time today to watch this video and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you wanna stay educated on all things real estate and Sarasota, make sure to subscribe.